I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Sympathy for the Devil, which stars Joel Kinnaman as a man in Las Vegas whose wife is in labor and arrives in the hospital parking lot, but is forced by a man who makes him drive to Boulder City. Nicolas Cage plays that man with dyed red hair. The passenger knows the driver is somebody he wronged in his past, and even when Kinnaman tries to tell him he's the wrong guy, Cage is still unconvinced. Parts of Sympathy for the Devil drag on a bit, but it's a cat-and-mouse thriller on a smaller scale and doesn't take on the most obvious approaches. It works as a midnight movie thanks to the performances from both Kinnaman and Cage and the attitude and thrills it's provided. It's not a great Cage thriller on par with Red Rock Rest and Joe, among others, but it's a good ride worth checking out. 3 stars. To recap the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs up for the surprisingly good-hearted Haunted Mansion, thumbs down for the formulaic horror film Cobweb, thumbs way up for the well-acted Earth Mama, thumbs up for the Beanie Bubble, which works for its leads and its timing regarding the popular toys, and thumbs up for the ambitiously entertaining Sympathy for the Devil. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.